अच्छा, दैट वाज इन बजरीश्वरी। बजरीश्वरी
यू वर बजरीश्वरी
हरीश बाबू, दैट वाज बाबू वाज इन इन द बुक लेटर राइट इन द बुक नो आई वांट टू गो टू सुसाइड then Baba is come clapping me. I said, Baba, I fell unconscious, fell down. That's the main time Baba was asking, what about Krishna, what about Krishna, that one.
Yeah, this, and Baba sent a telegram, don't worry, I'm with you, I'll never.
Yes. Yeah,
but you, and then he tore the telegram up. You had gone up a mountain. You had gone up some mountain, climbed a mountain.
Yes, yes.
And you saw Baba standing before you. And what happened?
That was the mountain, this Rishikha, there only. Vajrasuri. There's a big mountain.
But how do you spell that? Vajrasuri.
Nearby Pune, Bombay, Swami Nityananda. He's one of the great saint, his place. So I went there. I want to see how is he. So I went to see what is the habit, no? There is the cover. All the notes are covered in putting cover. The people are giving him money with cover. Just like pillowcase. If anybody is asking me money and everything, he'll take it one cover. This is the habit.
Nityananda?
Nityananda, Swami Nityananda. My turn is last. I went to stop, see his face. He was laughing. I asked him 5 minutes. He was just simply laughing. He did not ask me anything, I did not ask anything. Then he went away. After I went to go jump from the.
But what made you?
I went and left Baba, no? Yeah, so I think I cannot say without Baba. So I feel.
But this was in 1957, after a year and
yes,
a half.
Yes, yes, yes. I went there, no, 57 Satara, the same time.
Oh, you left in 55?
No, 1956.
It says August.
55, no, I think. 55, maybe.
Anyway, after
that, year, yes.
You were feeling so bad. Feeling
so bad. I could not stay anywhere without Baba. So I look at my life, what is there, wife and children, everything, at them. So that was 4 o'clock, I reached the place.
In the morning or afternoon?
Evening. So I think, no, that's not now. After the darkness come, jump. I see the place, very deep. If I jump right, nobody knows where is Krishna. I sleep. I don't know how long we sleep. When I get up, with darkness there. And I went to one, second, third stick come, Baba's clapping. I saw, not this type of picture, the old picture, that's fire. I see, you say, let's look at landslide, red color. Standing, you're standing. I like to say, that. So I see, I got conscious, and I fell down inside. I sleep. After I don't know what had happened. After spending the 3 or 4 months, I came to see Baba. So Baba asked me, what happened to you? Why are you going? Where are you going? You thought you went to Nityananda? Yes, Baba. What he said? Nothing to say. You are taking darshan? No, I clearly simply see. So he was laughing. Nearly 5 minutes were laughing. I never asked him anything, he did not ask me anything. Baba was saying, he did not laugh, I was laughing. He is not laughing, I myself was laughing. He wanted to die, no? Then he told me, don't do like that, it is a very bad thing.
Well, all those years after 1955, did you correspond with Baba, write letters? Did Baba write letters to you?
Yes, yes, many letters, many times.
You say kept them all?
Yeah. Still the time, now this after 20 years, I came, I don't want to come here after all. When Baba dropped his body, I was a security officer in Indian Navy that time. Telegram came from Bombay Central. Somebody's done. So I feel, you know, it is very bad things. I want to go to Baba. I catch a 6 o'clock train. Nice, 4 o'clock train. I get down Nagar 12:30 at midnight. There is no tangent. I walk very fast. Then I came. The Baba's body is lying nearby. Boom. I put it down. Then I was conscious, lost my consciousness. I was crying very loudly. Then Adi came. And he took me, what Krishna, what you are doing late? It is very bad. No, no, it is not good. So give me a glass of water. I drink water. I said, oh. Next morning, again taking Baba Darshan, then he went away. So after that, I never come here. I don't want to come in Mehrabad, want to take any Darshan, anything. When I returned here in 1984, October or something, one day Baba came in my dream. 88. Recently, I remember that day also. You have forgot me? I said, no, Baba. Next day I come. You are forgetting me? No, Baba. Third day I come very hungry. So you are forgetting me? That face of thinking me, that's deep. I will get up. 3 o'clock. I not get in sleep. Then all is confused. In the morning, called my wife, 4 o'clock. I said, you know, come, cup of tea. I told her to make me hot water for me. Then I said, why? I want to go to Baba. Huh? Why, what happened? I told this Baba was coming to me. Third day, Baba was coming to me. I want to go. So she is blame me. I told you many days,
but you were to, in touch with Bombay Center people?
Yes, yes. Sometime, 3 or 4 months.
Did you know all these Westerners were coming? You must have gotten Glow magazine or these
and that. I do not remember that. So that day I came here.
Oh, what about that Darshan program in Pune?
That was there. I came. That is, you have seen that Sachidanand Paramanand. Sachidanand Paramanand, Mayor Baba Vijnanand. We are in Vai, Panchakani, there a village. There was Khan mean that landlord, very big landlord. His bungalow is given to Baba. So I was walking, they may have it. So I was seen a Marathi girl. I'm telling the truth. So I see her, I think something. So I was like, Baba in my mind, that tells you. Face had come in my mind. It confused me. Then he came back. I was sitting in my room. The Baba called me. I never cared. They were come to touch me. What happened? Baba, I told him about something in my mind. I don't know what had happened. And why? I don't know. Then Baba told me, wait. Then Baba and this lady saw Bangalore. And he write it there. Sachidanand Paramanam Meru Baba Vijnanam. It's three. You take the three names, three things, Sachidanand Paramanam Meru Baba Vijnanam. Go and sit in your room and close the door. Take it 15 minutes from today to 7 days. And he catch me hand and put it inside, he himself close the door. So I begin to repeat this same thing. We have selected 15 minutes, he himself come and knocked the door. I came. The main thing, I had a little relief.
You saw some moment?
Yes, a moment.
Yes.
Yes. So he asked me, who are you? No, then he put my telling. I like this. He himself is on end. All right. This is the first time he gave me this. All he was standing in front of me. Sachidanand Paramanand Meru Bhava Vijnanam. Like that.
So that was 1945,
right? Yeah, 45.
But so then you saw Baba at Guru Prasad sometimes?
Yes, I was 3 days.
Means every year you
came? Yes, every day, many times I came.
During Baba's
time? Yeah. Many times.
Did you ever go to Marathon again?
One time. Only one time.
You remember that?
No. I think Baba was not feeling well at that time. Yeah. One man was sitting there, he's not allowed me to go inside. So Baba was not feeling well. I think Pesi Rani or something, I don't know. So he briefly got told to Baba Krishna is came.
Just all of a sudden?
Yeah. That, what is called that? Iron was sleeping now in this place. So he went to Baba Krishna is come. Nobody's there. Nobody is in front of Baba. They went there. Why you came? So I want to see him. You have seen him? Yes. Now you go. Then he asked, when you come to see me? I come any time. Baba, no. Very long, long, long time.
Then Baba asked, when you come again?
Yeah. And he said, I can come any time. They said, no. That's finished. After many, many long time. Mm-hmm. Only 2 minutes. I went there. That's when my last scene
was. That was the last time you saw him?
Last, very last scene.
Do you remember the year? Was that 68 or 69? I mean,
68? 67 or 68 something. Baba was very sick, very sick, like this. Like this. See,
Baba talked about it end of January. So was this?
Before that.
September, October?
Maybe September, October. I know, few months. So see, Baba gave the chance to see. Nobody was there with Baba. It is wonder. All the ladies, all the monkeys were always surrounding him. That's the meantime, nobody was there.
It was daytime.
I think 3 or 3:30 something.
And AC
I think that was that fat man. Maybe AC or some other fat man. I forgot his name. So you have to tell the truth, must be there. Oh, no use that. So next is okay, we can stop now.
Yeah. What I wanted to ask you was, though, all these years you were in Bombay, sometimes Baba would send you letters, or you would write to Baba after in like 1950s and 60s.
I have not kept any recording.
That's what I mean. Did you keep those letters?
Nothing. Yeraj was sending some of the letters for Yeraj and Vishnu, that's all. No, they don't. Adi was sending circular, that's all.
Circular. But were you writing to Baba also?
Yes, yes, my broken English. Are you ready?
But you didn't say Baba's letter.
No. Whether we are. When if I want to send to Baba, there's no instruction at all, he can come anytime. If Baba wants to be, then he'll send a letter, so he come.
So, I mean, pretty much every year in Pune, you used to come.
No, only 2 times he came in Pune.
No,
Guru Prasad was this big gathering was there.
62.
61. That was 3 days. Three days I was with Baba.
And you stayed in?
Yes, Guru Prasad.
Doing East work?
Yes.
No,
I do East work. Darshan program was, all the people was coming,
but then
taking
rest. In May 65, there was opening of Pune Center.
Yeah. All the Amirpur people has came, much more people has came.
So other times you didn't go to
No, Pune? Never. I never.
Only that 2 times. And then again in 67.
That's all.
So
you I'll stop eating it tomorrow. Very sorry.
Talking like this. Testing. Testing 1, 2. When you were in that East Room alone on the hill, just a few of you, and Baba said, I think maybe Masi was with you also. You were supposed to lock the door at night and not open it again until Baba came in the morning.
Yeah.
And he said there was going to be a special race, going to knock on the door. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of is some signal or something?
I don't know about. I don't recall of that topic, but there's one knock. It was like a tune that Baba always did, even with the bell. You know, the electric bell that we fix by his bed in Maharashtra. When he had to call us in the morning, we couldn't go until the men had gone out and Baba rang the bell in the morning for ablutions, for tears. So Baba would drink, tring, 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 tring. And so in the knock thing would be, and even when he was seated at the dining table for breakfast, when he was by himself and we bring the cups and doing things, and I'm seated beside him with the radio when he's praying, it is sometimes just the tune with him.
So you think the knock was similar to that?
Yes.
I mean, like...
Yeah.
Oh, with all the fingers, not just a knock.
None of that. The first beer, I think it would be a knock because it's a heavy door.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He must have arranged some number of the same with us. Yeah.
During that very strict period when Baba told you that, you know, wait out, follow Mara everywhere, even outside the toilet, you were pushing.
We were to be with her, absolutely.
So, I mean, did that continue even when you moved to Marathon? Like, someone had to be with her at all times? Or that sort of eased up?
When did we move to Marathon?
Well,
no.
Before the new one.
No.
Means, now the Westerners, even when the Westerners came, that was still in effect.
Yes.
But
yes.
Then you go on the tours. Even on the tours, somebody had to be with her.
Yes, because she and I always shared a room. We were always there together. But it wasn't that...
Yeah. Like wait outside the door.
No. So from when that would be...
during the tours, do you remember?
In the tours, yes.
Okay.
I had to. But by that time, it was Carmen, Mercy, and myself. And Carmen was there because I would need to go for a bath. Or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that story of Irene below, when they all have their own silence, you know.
You mentioned about your mother telling you that funny story where the cinema fell down. And was it that she was nursing Baba or some other woman was nursing?
No. you're mixing two stories up. The cinema didn't fall. That's another
the
story.
The balcony came down?
No, that's a totally different thing. Concerned another
she was
person.
Nursing
yeah, wait a minute. She loved going to the theater.
Yeah.
There were no cinemas then. And, you know, she was like, but she liked to, she was a good raconteur herself, and she liked stories, and she liked, so she would not miss a good play ever. She, Baba was a baby in her arms. And she was in there, and she was very young. And suddenly somebody said, there was a call of fire, fire, fire.
Okay.
So everybody ran out. And she ran out with them.
But she was still nursing.
And they were waiting there. No, I suppose she was just holding him. Like, and she saw that the... It was a false alarm, by the way. But she saw a janitor who was a young man. Whenever he looked at her, he looked away. Or he looked down. Or he brushed. She didn't understand why. Suddenly she realized that the breast that she was feeding by Marwan on was exposed. She felt so shocked. She said she didn't visit that theater for 3 months.
So it was Baba.
Baba. That's one of my most favorite stories I would ask you to repeat.
And the other one about the balcony falling was...
That was just a funny story. I mean, it happened, but it happened to...
Somebody else.
Yes, and then this friend of ours said, how... The Mohammedan women, Muslim women, always go upstairs, you know, because they're pada in a small cinema, and the men were downstairs. But there were so many women, and the balcony was old, wooden flooring, it split, and they all fell on the men. And it's the men who broke their legs and things, you know, because that's what I heard.
Okay. So that wasn't related to your
mother? No, that wasn't related to Baba. But there was something else which I said was very nice about that. Oh yes, my mother had gone, and there again, Mehran was in her arms, and my grandmother and her daughter, that's my mother, went to me to somebody's house to visit a lady, and again a lady from Iran, but she had recently come, and they had no idea about the usage of certain things during the British regime. One of them was this big, heavy chamber pots made of crockery. Beautiful thing with handle. So she had obviously gone to the bazaar and found this and thought, what a wonderful vessel to make curd in. Now, my mother was so, averse to any like Mira.
Yeah.
She liked cleanliness to a degree that just astonished you. So when they went and they sat down and dinner was served, there was this chamber pot in front of the diet. My mother just got up with Mehran and walked down the stairs. And my mother kept saying, Shin, but it's new. And that was one of the stories that used to tickle me somehow. Because Baba was it. And you know the story of Baba and the buffaloes.
Yeah, I think so. Like Baba had a special knock on the door and everything. Mara once said that Baba, when she would kiss Baba goodnight, he once told her how to kiss him goodnight. Do you have any idea
what
she meant
when
by
that?
To kiss Baba goodnight.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
And she said that it was in the New Life Caravan Baba taught her. I mean, what did she mean by that? I mean, in a certain way she was supposed to kiss him goodnight? Or just to kiss him in a...
I would always be there. We would both be there when everybody had gone out. This was the last and the end of the day. And Baba would put out his cheek. You know, I would kiss him on the left cheek. And then Baba would embrace her. And then we would all both come out. I don't know about
that.
Baba wasn't in there.
No.
Baba never got it.
This was an Upper Eastern.
Except. Maybe he's kept in. But, you know, Baba didn't stay in the caravan.
No.
There was a tent next to the caravan that was built by Eric. Mm. Eric sat outside all night, and if it was raining, he had an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what she meant by that either. Just that Baba told her in a certain way how she was to kiss him goodnight.
Maybe because in New Life she should just kiss his hand.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you. Just one other thing I wanted to ask.